What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Today's episode is a look into how culture has been infiltrated by money, finance, Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and various other economic topics. This is a huge driver of a renewed interest in these topics across society and culture in America. Before we get into this episode, though, I want to quickly talk about our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by BlockFi. BlockFi provides financial products for crypto investors. Those products include the BlockFi wallet, a US dollar loan collateralized by your crypto, and a no-fee trading product. BlockFi also released the world's first crypto rewards credit card. It's a Visa credit card that gives you crypto back as your rewards instead of cash back or airline miles. They recently introduced Rewards Flex, so customers choose which crypto assets they receive from their credit card rewards from the BlockFi Rewards credit card. For people in the U.S. who own or are interested in owning crypto or stacking more sats, the BlockFi Rewards credit card provides the easiest way to earn more crypto because you earn 1.5% back in crypto on every single purchase and you have no annual fee. I'm an investor in the business and a very, very happy user. The BlockFi Rewards credit card is the easiest way to earn crypto. For a limited time, when you sign up using my link, blockfi.com/pompcc, you will get $75 back in crypto on your first swipe. Use your everyday spending to diversify your crypto portfolio. I've got the credit card. I love it. And I think you will too. Head on over to blockfi.com/pompcc today. Next up is Choice. It's time to stop paying capital gains taxes on your Bitcoin. And Choice is here to help. Choice is rebuilding the way Bitcoiners approach retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin and 19 other digital assets inside your IRA. Right now, every time you make a trade, you have to pay capital gains taxes that can be as high as 37%. Choice enables you to trade real Bitcoin, other cryptos, and stocks without having to pay a dime in capital gains. The best part? They just released an iOS app, so you can open an account in less than 10 minutes and take control of your future from the palm of your hand. Join me and the 20,000 other Bitcoiners who have started their tax-efficient stack and open your Choice account today. Search Stack Sats in the App Store or visit choiceapp.io/pomp. Again, search Stack Sats in the App Store or visit choiceapp.io/pomp. And one more thing, if you want to hold your private keys, Choice lets you do that too. Start stacking tax-efficient Satoshis today and visit choiceapp.io/pomp. This episode is brought to you by CryptoToday.com. Exchanges got decentralized, money got decentralized, and the only bottleneck is the very sites listing them all. CryptoToday.com is like decentralized coin market cap. It's the first of its kind. There's no bribes, no connections, or heavy fees are needed to get listed like on the centralized sites. You can simply request on the blockchain and disperse the prize on-chain to the community and get fact-checked by thousands of eager crypto users. CryptoToday.com treats very differently. There's no presale, no VC money, and all of the team is locked up for at least 1 year. All the centralized competitors have valuations in the billions of dollars. CryptoToday.com started out at $0 as the first decentralized token information site. You can read the white paper at CryptoToday.com. Again, go to CryptoToday.com to learn more. All right, let's get in this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Good morning, everyone. Bang, bang. Culture is a hard thing to describe. Most people know it when they see it, though. Culture influences what we think and how we act. Some aspects are derived from hundreds of years of history, while other aspects are created by athletes, celebrities, musicians, or the media. Culture surrounds us and is the invisible hand guiding much of our lives. One of the most surprising evolutions of culture in recent years is the renewed interest in money and finance. The world was obsessed with Wall Street, the stock market, and the pursuit of riches more than two decades ago. As that interest waned, culture moved on to other topics. The catastrophic events of the 2008-2009 global financial crisis brought attention back to Wall Street, but it was the type of negativity that gave rise to Occupy Wall Street and other anti-capitalism movements. After a few years of intense hatred, culture appeared to move on to other things again. But the 2017 bull market in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies set off another cycle of cultural obsession with money and finance, though. This initial interest was almost exclusively rooted in capitalistic pursuits of profit. Just as the cyclical interest was scheduled to expire, including a multi-year bear market in crypto assets, the pandemic struck and governments around the world intervened in markets with immense amounts of monetary and fiscal stimulus. These actions created volatility in asset prices, pushed inflation to 40-year highs, and renewed the cultural obsession with money and finance. It is hard to ignore how pervasive these conversations and ideas have become across various aspects of society. For example, there's a viral video of UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell that has been circulating recently. He shares an unfiltered perspective on the Federal Reserve and the perceived negative impact the organization has on the average American. He says, quote, "These people control our dollar, brother, and we didn't vote for them. Think about it. You got 13 board members voting on the value of the dollar. Did we vote for that? No, it's corrupted," end quote. Mitchell isn't the only UFC fighter who has been voicing his opinion on these types of topics. UFC fighter Matt Brown recently started talking about Bitcoin in an interview, including his views on why a decentralized digital currency is important in the fight for personal freedom. He included a direct quote that said, "Bitcoin is our key to freedom." But this renewed interest in money and finance across culture is not just within the UFC. We have seen numerous NFL players asked to be paid in Bitcoin, including Aaron Rodgers, Russell Okung, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., and many others. These announcements of Bitcoin payment have almost always been accompanied by some sort of Bitcoin giveaway as well. There are dedicated Twitter accounts that have been created to highlight the absurdities that are playing out across economics and politics. The most notable one is called Clown World, which has amassed 150,000 or more followers in a short period of time. It includes screenshots of things like a recent CNN title that said, "Soaring gas prices are hurting Americans. It's time for more stimulus checks." Pretty absurd. Athletes and social media aren't the only place where we're seeing the cultural obsession. Soulja Boy, one of the top hip-hop artists, created an entire song called Bitcoin that included these opening lyrics. Quote, "Man, this going crazy, the cryptocurrency man. I made 100 racks off of Bitcoin. You can catch the trapping with the Bitcoin. You can catch me running up the Bitcoin. I spent 6,000 on the Bitcoin. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, I got big coins, big coins." Not exactly a subtle reference to the digital currency. I could show example after example. It is hard to ignore the realities that majority of Americans are facing in the current economic environment. Gas prices continue to hit all-time highs. Inflation is the highest it has been in decades. Wage growth isn't keeping up with what is necessary for people to avoid falling behind. Add in the fact that more information is available than ever before, and you get a recipe for an educated population who wants to have their voice heard. Culture is the ultimate mimetic engine. When the suits and bankers are talking about money, finance, inflation, and asset prices, no one really cares. But the second that athletes, musicians, and celebrities start talking about it, a big portion of people begin to care. Culture is accelerating the adoption of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. This doesn't even account for the rise in NFTs and other aspects of the industry. The technology revolution is underway, and those that drive culture will continue to bring awareness and interest. This is what happens when escape velocity is reached. We transition from early adopters to the mainstream population, and there is no putting the genie back in the bottle. The game is changing. Culture has embraced the new world. Now we just have to sit back and allow time to pass. Momentum will take care of the rest. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're looking to try to transition to get a new job in the Bitcoin or crypto industry, we've got you covered. Head over to pompscryptocourse.com. We've developed a curriculum with the top teams across the industry. It's a 3-week intensive training program with over 50 events packed into that 3-week time period. Go to pompscryptocourse.com to learn more, and I'll meet you guys for the next episode.